How did you cope with diabetes and two small children?
Well, I don't really know, but I did. What happened was I used to, well, as soon as I got sorted with my injections and everything, I had to try and work round everything and round the children, because obviously the children have to come first, even before me. And I started to work again, and they were quite young, but I was lucky. My husband used to work nights in a factory, and so he came home. He had the children for a few hours whilst I went out to work. And at that time, I think I was working down a cafe for a few hours a day. And then I used to come back home, and then my husband would go and have a few hours sleep while I cope with the children. And I must admit, then I used to forget little things like my in between snacks, but that, I think that was because the children were young, and they, if they were demanding something, I'd tend to forget what I was supposed to be doing just for a second. But in all the years, I think I've only ever forgotten my injection about twice. And I think I was lucky. It was, I was able, once I'd remembered, it was quite late, but I was still able to do it. It wasn't too late to do it. When you've got very, very young children, it is difficult. I mean, because you have to be alert on watching them all the time. Obviously, you can't even stop to think about anything else. And they were fairly young then. The one was 3 and the other one was just 12 months old, really. And yes, it was very hard, but I still had to go out to work because obviously we needed the money. So I did several jobs, actually. But as the children got a bit older, it got a little bit easier. And I started then to work a few more hours. And my husband, we had to do it between us because we hadn't got anybody to take care of the children. My